But before we utter the words Hadron, just to end the Masechta with three short Targeshim, short, just to wrap together some of the raid that we spoke about in the course of the Masechta. The first is, so we just finished Masechta's Megillah. The previous Masechta that we learned was Masechta's Tainus. I was thinking, what's the connection, what's the smichos between Masechta's Tainus and between Masechta's Megillah? What's the connection, if there is, between Tainus and Megillah? And the truth is, in many Gemaras, you find that the Gemara itself addresses what's the connection between this Masechta and that Masechta. So, what's the smichos, what's the shaychus between Masechta's Tainus and between Masechta's Megillah? So, I was thinking that maybe you could say a poshita machshava, and that is that Masechta's Tainus deals with what the Yidden are supposed to do. We mentioned when we learn Masechtas Tainus, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Tainus. So the Rambam says that any time there's a tzara that befalls Klal Yisrael, mitzvah saseh min haTorah lizoik uleharia bechatzoy tzoritz al kol tzara shetovei al atzibur. Every single time there's an eighth tzara, there's a mitzvah saseh day raisa to daven and to blow chatzoy tzoritz shenemar. The pasuk says al atzara tzoyre reschem v'ariyosem bechatzoy tzoritz. That if there's ever going to be a tzara, what should you do? You should blow chatzoy tzoritz. Koloimar. Anytime there's going to be a tzara, going batzores, v'dever, v'arba, ukiyotze behem, zaku aleim, scream, yell, v'hariyu, and blow shayf. V'dover zemidarki ha-tshuva. Says the Rambam that doing this is considered part of tshuva. Shebizman shetavit tzara v'yizaku aleim, v'yoriyu, yeidu akol. Because if you're going to do this, people are going to realize that this is not just a happenstance, this is all min ha-shamayim. They're going to do tshuva, and here's the punchline. V'zehu sheyikroim lohem, l'hasir ha-tzara me'aleim. And when you're going to do that, that's going to cause the tzara to go away. So what's the essence of Masechtas Tainus? There's a tzara fast. Yeah, fast. That's midrabbanan. But really what you're supposed to do is, even midrashim, you're supposed to daven. You're supposed to acknowledge that what happened isn't a mikra. It's not a coincidence. And by doing that, you'll internalize this idea. That's going to lead you to do tshuva. And when you do tshuva, v'zehu sheyigroim lehem lahasar atzara me'aleim. So Masechtas Tainus says that there's a mitzvah lizayku lehariya. There's a mitzvah to daven al kol tzara shaloi tovay al atzibur. That's the Yisoid of Masechtas Tainus. What's Masechtas Megillah? Masechtas Megillah is the Purim story. But we mentioned L'shoyna Yazov Shal HaRambam. This is the Rambam in the introduction to Sefer Mada. So there's a small minyan mitzvahs where he lists the 613 mitzvahs. And then the Rambam says as follows. The Rambam says that there are certain mitzvahs that are mitzvahs d'Rabbanan. And every mitzvah that we have in the Rabbanon was given to us for a reason. And he gives an example. He says, Shanevim ubezdin tiknu v'tzivu likras ha-megillah by Nasa. Bezdin was masakid that you should read the Megillah in the proper time. Why? Kidei lahaskir shvachav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'tshuay sha'asa lanu v'hoye karev l'shaveinu kidei levarchay ulahalaloi u'kidei lohedia l'dayres habam, to show the future generations she'emes mashif tichonu b'tayro, that it's true what the Torah says, ki mi goy god that the reason we have a mitzvah to be mefaris in the Nes of Purim is not just to talk about a miracle, but it's loidia ulefarsim, to teach the world that when it says in the Torah, ki mi goy gadol ashaloy alikim kreivim elov kashem alikeinu b'chol kareinu elov, it's true that Hashem promises that if there's ever going to be a matzav, daven, and I'm going to listen to you, and proof that this happened was the Purim story. There were a lot of things that seem to have contributed to the Nes of Purim, but the Rambam says that the primary cause of the Yidden being able to be mahapich the gzeir of Haman was the fact that the Yidden daven, and it was through the schus of tefillah. That's the way it played out. The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Rav Masna, who was mentioned in today's daf, Rav Masna, when he would start Masechtas Megillah, his psicho was, he would start saying this pasuk, ki mi goy gadol asher lo yalikim kreivim elov. That's one pasuk that nails the whole Purim story. Because really, the whole Purim story is about tefillah. We learned the Gemara together in Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, Ish Yehudi hoye b'shushan abiru ushmoy Mordechai ben Yair ben Shimi ben Kish ish yemini. Tano, the Braisa says, kulam al shmoy. Ben Yair ben Shimi ben Kish is all describing Mordechai. Mordechai is ben Yair ben Sheherei name shall Yisrael betfilasai. Ben Shimi ben Sheshama el tfilasai. Ben Kish shehikish al sharei racham in v'niftecholai. It's all tefillah, tefillah, tefillah. Mordechai's role that he played in the Purim story was really tefillah. So what's the story of Purim? The story of Purim is a real life example of how the Yidden were in an Eis Tzara, and then the Yidden daven, and because they daven, Hashem answered their prayers. So we have Masechtas Tainus. Masechtas Tainus talks about all the Tzaras and what the Yid's supposed to do. What are you supposed to do when there's a Tzara Shlai Tava Al Atzibur? You're supposed to daven. And when you daven, Hashem promises you're going to be answered. The next Masechtas exhibit A. You want proof of this? You want an example? That's the Purim story. That's Masechtas Megillah. Because what's the essence of Megillah? It's Lahidiyah Ledo. See, you learn Masechtas Tainus and you go through all the whole Seder, what you're supposed to do. Next Masechta. That's a connection maybe between Masechtas Tainus and Masechtas Megillah. That's the first Hergish.